leave a statement, a message. I'm calling from Cairo in reaction to what President Mubarak just recent speech to the people of Egypt, which was very disappointing. Actually, beyond that, my name is Tariq Naga, by the way. I'm an architect from Cairo and Los Angeles, but I'm living in Cairo now. And I think the following points. His speech was very disappointing for the following points. It was very insulting for the people and the masses and the young people that were spending their days and nights in the square in Cairo asking for legitimate rights. He did not even acknowledge that they were asking for legitimate demands, but he insulted them, saying that they were responsible for the destruction of different interests and businesses and embassies and so forth, which is very insulting. He did not even have the audacity and the dignity to admit the mistakes of his own security forces in terms of the killing and the injured in the last week or so, since last Friday especially. He did not even have the audacity to admit that one. So those two things alone are a major insult to the young people that are actually responsible for this great revolt. The other aspect, in terms of the political statements that he was making, that he did not even intend to run for the next term for the presidency, I think would have been more dignified if Mr. Mubarak would have admitted, said that I was going to run, but according to the will of the people, I may not run. But he didn't even have the decency. He said, I wasn't going to run anyway, meaning that I'm not even giving you anything. I'm just letting you know that I wasn't going to run. This is absolutely absurd, unacceptable, and I don't think it will go. The square, Tahrir Square, has erupted immediately in reacting to those statements, and everybody's demanding his immediate departure. This is not going to go. He's a dictator. He's not willing to let go of his own power. He's behaving in a very irresponsible way, because he's actually agitating the young people who have been demonstrating and protesting peacefully. They've been attacked by his own brutal security forces, and he should have admitted his complete responsibility for the mistakes of the last week or so. On the other hand, the minimum demand that everybody's requesting or asking for is for him to absolve the parliament, forming a committee for a new constitution, immediately abolishing the emergency law, all of these demands that everybody know about by now, and one above all for his own resignation immediately. And we are demanding, and the youth and the young people in the square are asking and demanding, that a new transitional national government will take over. I myself have been proposing that a council of the wise men and women of Egypt would actually take over, made of a coalition of different symbols and intellectuals and politicians of different of in the entirety of the rainbow in Egypt, and actually take Egypt in this critical moment to begin to draft a new constitution and so forth. But for what Mr. Mubarak have said tonight is absolutely unacceptable, is absolutely insulting. As a matter of fact, the people in the square wish he would not have even come out to speak to the people. He should have stayed hiding, like what he's been doing in the last few days. This is absurd. He insulted the people. He insulted the revolution. He insulted the people of Egypt. And I think this should be he should be made accountable for the mistakes of the last few days and for the mistakes for the last 30 years, above all. Thank you very much. My name is Tariq Naga. I'm calling from Cairo. My own cell phone number is